Time now to take five for your community, a service of Memories 107.9. Gary Mattis is with us from the Friends for Animals here in Daviess County. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Now, Friends for Animals, a very active group, and Gary, we were talking before we went on the air. You've got some tremendous numbers to share this morning. You guys are doing some great, great work. You know,
yes, in 2017, we helped 400 dogs and cats and spent $24,582 on just helping out with spay and neuters, and we like to spay and neuter because that's the only way of keeping the population down and keeping them out of their shelters.
Now, and you're also transporting these dogs to fine homes as well. You've got a bus now for transport.
Yes, we do. The city was kind enough to donate a bus, and we got it all fixed up by Tracy Williams, and he really made it a show bus. And what we've done is we transported 2,950 dogs, and 400 cats out of the shelter, and they go to rescues in New York, Vermont, Delaware, Chicago area, and they go to good homes after that. We have them spayed and neutered before they leave, and it's fantastic the way it works out. Keeps a lot of dogs from going down at our shelter.
And you know, the bottom line, if you're thinking about a family pet, your first stop should always be the local animal shelter, because there's a lot of pets there that would love to have a loving home.
Yes, and if you don't find one the first time, go back another time, because they get new dogs in every day and new puppies. It's just fantastic the way they work.
Now, you're hosting an Adopt-a-thon this Saturday. We want everybody to come out, right?
At Tractor Farm Supply at 10 till 2, and we hope everybody comes out to the Adopt-a-thon. We're going to have cats and dogs both.
All shapes and sizes and colors. You've got a wide variety to choose from.
Yes.
You like to do this periodically to get them out of the shelter and get them at locations, and thanks to Tractor Farm Supply there for donating their space this Saturday.
Oh, yes, that's tremendous. We appreciate anything we can get on Adopt-a-thons, because that's a way of getting a dog out to a good home, and people love it.
10 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's this Saturday. And while you're there, you're also accepting donations, right?
Yes, sir. Anything you want to give would be greatly appreciated.
And that comes in the line of monetary donations or food.
That's where that $24,000 came from that we helped the dogs and cats with, from donations.
The Friends for Animals is an active group. You'll see them out and about quite a bit. And their mission, Gary, is the bottom line, just to make sure that no dog goes euthanized.
Hopefully we'll eventually get that done, and hopefully no good dogs will go down, and then good cats.
And then also getting the word about spayed and neutered.
Spay and neuter is the main thing about getting the dogs down in numbers. You spay and neuter, and their numbers go down.
You know, I can't imagine our life without Annie, and it was a rescue dog, and Annie brought years and years of joy to our life each and every day. So, again, visit the animal shelter, and if you're looking for a family pet, you'll find one there, guaranteed. The crew out there doing a fantastic job, but ultimately their goal would be to have every one of those cages empty with none of them, right?
Yes, that would be their goal, but I doubt if that's going to happen. But they, if it does, it'll be the older dogs that are staying there forever.
Well, Friends for Animals, if you want to join the group, you guys always welcome new members, and anybody that wants to contribute in any way, they can always do that.
Yes, sir. We help the shelter out all we can. There's one lady who spends a whole... There's two ladies who spend a whole day just cleaning out cat cages and cleaning out petting the cats, brushing them and everything.
Well, again, Friends for Animals Adopt-a-thon is this Saturday. It's at Tractor Farm Supply in Washington, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can adopt your next pet. You can donate monetarily, or if you want to donate food to help the animal shelter. Gary Mattis, our guest with the Friends for Animals. Gary, thanks for stopping in, and best of luck with the Adopt-a-thon this Saturday.
Thank you. Spay and neuter.